This motion speaks of a failure of communities in Donegal that are all too well known, and indeed in other places, the failure of government in Uisge Éireann to deliver basic infrastructure. We have parts of my own constituency, Minister, in Donegal, where in one community 40 houses have no running water. There are people who rely on wells as a source of water in this year. It's a disgrace in 2026 and a dereliction of duty by government. Our island communities in Donegal are also well used to being treated as second-class citizens when it comes to water. In Arranmore and in Tory Island, water quality is regularly extremely poor. In Gola Island, there is no running water at all. The pipeline was damaged back in July, and Uisge Éireann have still not provided a timeline for when running water will return to the island. I've written to yourself last year, I've written to the Minister for the Gaeltacht, and again, you keep on telling me it's not your responsibility. That's 6 months that islanders have waiting for answers from government, yet nothing is forthcoming. Not even a plan, not even a date. In terms of sewerage in my own parish of Gidore, in the heart of the Gaeltacht, we've been waiting for a sewerage scheme for decades. In 2015, I submitted a complaint to the European Commission about the state's failure to deliver a sewerage scheme in Gidore. The Commission took infringement proceedings against the state in response and forced the delivery of a pilot scheme, a phase one of a scheme 50 properties connected. But over a decade later, we're still waiting for the other phase to commence, and the Uisge Éireann tell us it will not happen for years. Wastewater continues to be inadequately treated. There are repeated risks of coastal waters to fisheries, to communities and the natural environment that this community depends on. And as a consequence, what do we have? We have blocked development. Hotels, social housing and private houses can't go ahead. Local services can't expand. My colleague talked about accountability in terms of Irish water. It doesn't exist. As a TD, or indeed talk to any councillor here, they find it impossible to get answers from Irish water and to hold them accountable, or to indeed even speak to somebody that is dealing with any project. This has to change, and has to change quickly.